Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
44 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
40 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
36 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
38 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
36 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
34 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
37 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
36 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Sunny.
37 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Sunny.
42 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
46 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Mostly sunny.
50 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
54 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
53 degrees.
WD0BCF.
Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
53 degrees.
This is KQ2H repeater.
more what to say. We have to get rid of this government over.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
For NSDT, audio check, please.
I can hear the audio check. You're a little weak. 88 NYD.
That's pretty new, but you got it great.
Hello, Charlie 1, Hotel Wing, mobile. For NTT, ready to pay and see if I got help with anything.
Working, but the audio is a little low. The DBM CSP.
This is WHBS. It's for the station that has the low audio. If you can't increase it via the mic gain, you can get a little bit closer to the mic. Try it that way. Over. WHBS. By the way, to that station that was just on, a little bit better, can read you a little bit easier now. Over. Name here is Stu. Call is WHBSS. I'm in Poughkeepsie, New York.
I'm from Long Island, and initially my sister lives up there, in Newark there. Roger that. Using these SM25 jet mics, because I think I'm better off with using the handheld, but I'm going to put that back on. Thank you for the audio report. Much appreciated. Are you guys having a net here or something, Sue?
That would be a question for me, and yeah, it starts at 2 p.m. Central Time.
All right, QSL. Give me one more second. I'm just going to get on that mic and see if that's better.
All right.
This is TE4NTG. Stock mic. That sounds better. That sounds a bit better. A little bit more audio in there that time. Over.
Also sounds better here, WB9CSP.
Commissioner was just on. I think your audio is a little bit hard, and I think you need to either back away from the mic just a little bit. It's getting a little bit into distortion, just as I mentioned.
WHBS, Stu and Poughkeepsie. Okay, yeah, I was yelling a little bit. This is a normal tone, about 3 inches from the mic, so that's the best I'm getting again. I hope it's sufficient.
Okay, you get MLS. off. These both sound like a modulation to me. How do I sound?
Roger that. I don't know if it's something to do with, are you coming in through the LCA repeater, for what material are you coming in through a reflector?
I'm coming into the repeater here in Hazel Park and doing it with just 5 watts of radio.
Oh, yeah, roger that. Okay, yeah, I'm on a repeater here in Fort Lauderdale. I appreciate it. I don't know what it is. Sometimes this thing is good audio, sometimes it doesn't. It makes me crazy, but that's not a hard thing to do. Thank you for the reply on the information. For NTG.
KE8LLF, I had to turn my volume up 3/4 all the way, almost all the way up, just to listen to you, but I could hear that. But if anybody else came in locally, it'd probably blow my ears off.
Roger that. You know, I'm going to look for a gain in the menu. This is a new radio, so I'm going to look for a gain in the menu besides what's going on tonight. Thank you very much for your help. I'm going to go check that out. I'll be clear for a bit.
7-3, have fun with the new radio, KE8MLF clear.
I think I caught KE8, I think. You're in brand new ham. Congratulations. By the way, the audio is much better now. It's not nearly as distorted as it was. Name here is Stu, and I'm in Poughkeepsie, New York. We're about 75 miles north of New York City and about the same distance south of Albany, New York, in the beautiful Mid-Hudson Valley area.
Yeah, I think that was for the station on the Hazel Park repeater. I think Stu was trying to talk to you. 3 minutes to net, by the way. 3 minutes to net. WB9CSP.
The 9 station, that comment was meant for you, and it sounds much better now.
Okay. Yeah, I turned the audio down somewhat on this microphone. It tends to be either really hot or really quiet. And the name here is Richard in Paris, Texas.
I'm putting your name, shortening your main name. It sounds like you're a pretty nice guy. And the rig here is a Kenwood TS-2000. I'm going for the 147075 Sam's Point / Ellendale repeater in the Catskill Mountains. And you're going for the, I've got a 5/8 wave mag mount, and I live on the 10th floor of a senior independent living place, and the apartment faces south. So the KQ2's computer system comes in very nicely.
Yeah, I'm coming through Echolink because I was going to try and go through 10 meters, but I can't get into the repeater on the 10 meter side, so I'm just using Echolink.
The audio sounds good, no problem at all. It's better than what it was. WHBSS.
Yep, your audio sounds pretty good too. WB9CST.
Sunny. 54 degrees.
System.
Good afternoon.
And with that, it is time to start the everything that this is, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. The name is Richard in Paris, Texas. And today's topic is, what is your favorite radio, your favorite ham radio, a piece of equipment that you own? It can be anything in your shack. By the way, since there's some new repeaters here in one of 10 meters, this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. And there is a list of nodes that can be found on my QRZ page. So with that, I will begin taking check-ins. Any short times or mobiles come now. Short times or mobiles, let's get those first, and then we'll jump right in. Any short times or mobiles? Alright, let's start taking our general check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now. WB9CSP.
I think it's CSP. Good afternoon, Whiskey Alpha number 2, Bravo Sierra Sierra. Name is Stu and I'm in Poughkeepsie.
Alright, I got WA2BSS Stu. Anybody else wishing to check in?
Kilo, Kilo 7, Mike November Kilo in Bloomington, Minnesota.
I love it very much, and it's been giving me great service. I got it, what's it, a year or so before my mother passed away, which was July of 2013. And it was during a snowstorm when it arrived. And I got it through HRO. And they've been giving me good service. Back to Nick. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Thank you, Stu. Let's see. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Lima Golf. Did I get that right? You were pretty noisy coming in off the KQ2H repeater. Did I get your call right? I think that was a female, too. Alright, I got you, and then let me finish out the rest. Kilo Kilo 7 off the Handy Ham repeater. I think I got Mike Sierra Papa. Is that the right part, right thing for the last part? Try that again. I don't know what that was. The Kilo Kilo 7 station, what was the last part of your call?
Kilo Kilo 7, Mike November Kilo, and the name is James.
Right, James, let's get KE7YLG. Sorry if I messed up your call. I'll fix it when you come back since you're the noisiest. How are you? How are things where you're at? And what's your favorite piece of radio equipment you have so far?
So, my favorite radio would, well, probably just be the Baofeng I'm using. I don't really have much else.
You're good. Stu, I already answered the question, so I think I missed somebody. Let's see. K-E-8, and I couldn't get the rest. I think they ran out of range. So I'll ask for some more check-ins just in case. And if I missed you, give me your call slowly and phonetically twice. WB9CSP, looking for some more check-ins.
Kilo Niner Romeo Papa Golf. Kilo Niner Romeo Papa Golf. Ralph in Orono, Minnesota.
All right, I got Ralph. Anybody else wishing to check in there? Let's see. KJ7A. Let's see if I can read the window here. AGQ, I got you as well. Not sure if you're able to talk. So I got you. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? Come now. WB9CSP.
A1FYD, Kilowatt 1, Foxtrot Yankee Delta.
All right, Kilo 1 Foxtrot Yankee Delta, got you. I'll take a few more, and then I'll go back through the list I have. Anybody else wishing to check in? Come now.
November 4, Charlie Uniform Whiskey. Name is Brendan, coming from Atlanta, Georgia. My first ever net, so thanks for the opportunity.
All right, let's hold it here with what we have. Let's see. K9RPG, K1FYD, and N4CEW. And welcome, Brandon. Congratulations on joining your first net. It's fun. There's plenty of them and all kinds. Let's stop back up by Ralph, and I'll come back to the rest of you on the list. K9RPG, WB9CSP, what's your favorite piece of radio equipment you have so far? Go ahead.
Yeah, Richard, good afternoon. Thanks for doing the net, and it's really delightful to hear new voices, too. Welcome to Ham Radio. Yeah. Favorite piece, you know, it's probably one of the more later purchases, you know, you kind of fall in and out of love, you know, so my newest favorite box is a AT500 Palstar manual HF tuner. Just fell in love with it. It's very easy to use. It's analog meters are excellent, so that's my favorite for today. Best wishes to all. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm just kind of listening to my HF radio in the background to kind of see how well it tin is coming in. Not that I can give in, but yeah, good to hear that. Yeah, I might have to look into that radio you just mentioned, see if I can find one. Sounds interesting. So thanks for stopping in, Ralph. K1FYD, hopefully I got that call right. How are you? And what's your name? And I'm going to guess you're in Maine. So how's the weather up in Maine? Go ahead.
This is WB9, Charlie Sierra Papa. This is K1FYD. Name here is Jack. And yes, I'm in Pittston, Maine, which is about 13 to 14 miles southwest of Augusta, the capital. And it's a little chilly here today, and I was outside for a little while, and I can't get my motorcycle started. I was going to take a little ride today, but I put in a new battery, and I don't know what I did. I must have broke a wire somewhere, so I was out there working on it. So anyway, my favorite radio of all time, I think, was the very first radio that I made a voice contact on, and that was a 6-meter Goody box, like a concert, I can't remember the name of it, but maybe some people remember the old concerts, and that was my first one, and that was back in 1963. Later, though, radio, you know, when I was up on the HF bands, was my national NCX5 that put out 200 watts, and, you know, it was all analog, and it was quite a little process to tune it up, you know, and I remember sometimes when my, and I didn't have a whole lot of money when I got it, I bought it used, but it was the radio that I really wanted. And I got it later, you know, when I'm like, when I was a kid, I didn't have a whole lot of money, so, anyway, so, and I had a lot of wire antennas, and I used to have to, in a hurry, to wrap toilet paper coils and turn my ESWR down, but I worked a lot of stations with that radio all over the world. You know, so cold, and, oh boy, I really had fun with it. I spent a lot of nights where I should have gone to bed at midnight. I was up on the radio when I should have been sleeping. I'd be on there until the sun grew up. So anyway, name here is Jack, 2PH is in Pittston, and I'm back. This is my second time on this net, and I'm sorry I missed it the last time. I think it's kind of fun. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, roger that. I was just giving some of the stuff a chance to take a break there and cool off. But thanks, Jack, for coming in here. And it's good to hear you again. I'm glad you were able to stop in. Hope to hear you again. So in for CUW, Brandon, how are things down in Atlanta today? And are you still a technician or a general? And I guess today's question doesn't apply to you because you probably don't have too much equipment, but I think you said you like the Baofeng.
Started out with a Baofeng HT. I'm looking now to get a HF rig. I've joined the radio club here and getting a lot of great advice from some folks. At this point in my years, the most useful equipment is my computer using Echolink to read things like this net. I live in a bowl where it's very difficult for me to hit some local repeaters, so this is my first opportunity. Had my license, technician license, not general yet, studying for the general. But had the license for about 2 years and really hadn't done anything with it. About 2 months ago, I decided it's time to start figuring this stuff out and putting it to use. So I'm putting on the postman today. He's bringing a new, better, more advanced handy talkie, and I've got a V-Star unit on the way. So I'm going to try that out.
Cool. Hey, WII for a check-in.
Yeah, was that K-E-8-W-I-I, did I get that right?
No, it's Kilo Alpha 8, Whiskey, India, India. The name is Dennis, and I'm in Royal Oak, Michigan. Wondered how my signal is, because a friend of mine, Albert, and we just put up a new vertical for 2 meters.
Yeah, Dennis, it sounds good, and thank you, Brandon. Hopefully you pass your general there, and good luck. If I was you, I'd suggest going for your extra, so that way you don't have to worry about band edges on HF, but that's just me. And yeah, Dennis, your signal sounds good. K-A-8-W-I-I, WB9-CSP. Yeah, today's question is, what is your favorite piece of ham radio equipment that you have right now?
My favorite piece of ham radio equipment that I have right now is a Kenwood DTR 75A handy talkie, and I like it because I'm a blind amateur, and all the buttons on the HT speak, so it makes life easier.
Yeah, Roger that. That makes sense. Yeah, I'm trying to make sure that the K2QH repeater gets a chance to drop everything, because 10 meters is with us today. But, yeah, don't worry. Everybody who's not a general can use it because, well, I'm a general, and, you know, 10 to 2 as long as a general or above is there. So, yep, I think that's still a question. Anyway. It sounds good, Will. Whatever you're doing with it right now and the antenna, it sounds good. Anything else before I move on from you?
I have some other things going on, so I'm going to sign off for now. Enjoy the net. This is the second or third time I've been on it. So KA8WII will be clear.
Yeah, Roger, that sounds good. Good to have you in there, Dennis. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CST. I got the HHL. What was the first part? The station ending in HHL, what was the first half of your call? I missed it. Well, maybe he ran out of range. He sounded pretty strong, but oh well. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. And, something disconnected that's supposed to be there. Let me fix that real quick while I look for some more check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the everything, Nat, come now, WB9CSP.
KA6PDY, Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Yankee.
All right, I'll take Paul, KA6PDY. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you? Haven't heard you in a little bit. Today's question, if you didn't get to hear it, is what's your favorite piece of equipment in your shack?
Well, I've honestly, I forgot. Last couple of Saturdays have been busy and, you know, it's 2 o'clock your time, it's 12 noon our time, so I honestly forgot. Let's see, what's my favorite piece of ham equipment I have right now? Well, I just picked up the, I'm not a Bofang guy, but I decided to go for it and get the Bofang. UV-25, the UV-25, it's built like a tank, it's huge, it's not even close to, it's about twice the size of the UV-5R, and so far I like it. I figured out how to program it. I'm not a chirp person or anything like that. I like programming by hand because you don't always have a computer with you when you're in the field or something's going on, so it's nice to know how your radio works. Yeah, I've been having fun fooling around with it, programming it, and so far I like it. I also, my other radio that I like is my Yaesu FT4X. It's a small radio for Yaesu. It's cheap. And it works really well. And then I just found out how to Mars cap it. So that's pretty nice. So if you go out of band and you can talk on MERS and GMRS and all that. I'm licensed a GMRSer, so I can go on the GMRS freaks and stuff. So Yeah, it's pretty nice. So both of them I like right at the moment. This is KA6PVY, back to you.
Yeah, Roger that, Paul. And everyone should know what that sound means, if you've heard that repeater before. Yep, the KQ2H repeater is now part of the net, at least for now it is. Alex, the man himself, gave me the okay to give it a try. So if we hear a lot of crunchy, crackly stuff, it's because 10 meters has been open. But thank you, Paul. And, I never thought about trying that unit. I might have to look at that one as well. I wrote that down so I could have a look at it. But thanks for stopping in. This is the Everything Net, and I am Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now.
I checked in earlier, Richard. I didn't hear you call me back. W-A-T-O-Y, John. W-A-T-O-Y.
Oh, sorry about that, John. I didn't know you had tried to check in. I guess somebody stepped on you. How are you? And I'm sure you've heard the question by now, so go ahead. WB9CST.
Yeah, good afternoon to you and the rest of the people on the net. I have to say my 991A Shack in a Box is my favorite radio. I mean, just because of everything that it does and the quality of the signal and the quality of the audio. And most of my mobiles that I use for either base or mobile, you know, they're all fairly equal to each other, whether it's the CS-800 or the Yaesu or whatever. So I'm going to have to say the 991A.
Yeah, say you, National Park, Michigan, checking in.
A-A-A-U-U. I know that call too. How are you? And thanks for that, John. I haven't gotten a chance to play with that radio yet, the 991. I've heard a lot of good stuff about it though. But go ahead, AA8UUWB9CFP. How have you been?
Go Fox 8, uniform. I'm surviving there, Rick. I guess you're right in the middle of your net. And I thought I'd give you another extra check-in. Over to you.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, thanks for checking in. It's always good to hear you guys from Michigan check in. And with that, anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WV9CST.
To Delta Victor Delta.
Yeah, was that Kilo 2 Delta, Victor Delta, or did I miss a letter in there?
That is correct. K2 DVD. Coming to you live from New York City, where the temperature is 57 degrees. And in answer to your question, my favorite radio is the one I'm speaking on right now. A Yaesu 2900 2-meter
transmitting, I guess, about 70 miles up in upstate New York from the city here. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, it sounds good. 2900, you say? I used to have one of those. I like that radio. I might get another one to replace the 1802M that I have, which I also like that radio as well. But thanks for stopping in, and good to hear you. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP.
K7GND, Kilo 7, Golf, November Delta.
Well, hey, there's a call I haven't heard in a little bit. K7GND, how have you been? And how's the weather up there? And your favorite piece of equipment, go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Richard. Good to hear you here. Larry here in Florence, Oregon, which is on the Central Oregon coast, where it's currently 57 degrees, and that's probably going to be our high today. Cloudy skies, got rain starting up again tonight or so for the next several days. And I have all Kenwoods, and I have all my Kenwoods. I like them because they speak to me. I really like my TMB-71A, which is a dual bander mobile rig. Got two of those. Love it. But also love my Kenwood TS-590 HF rig, so, and I like my D-74 handheld D-Star radio, and so I like all my Kenwoods. How's that? So, anyway, glad I was able to check in today. So I've been busy some Saturdays lately, it seems like, but I'm glad I was able to check in with you today, Richard. Got a couple of hand friends coming over here in just a little bit to help me program a Yaesu FT-70, which does not speak to me, but going to try to use that around the shack here. So back to you, Richard. This is K7GND.
Yeah, Roger. That good to hear you again, Larry. I think I got the name right. I've taken too many breaks from my net, so yeah. But good to talk to you today. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now at WB9CSP. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Yarra, Zulu, Lima, David, Newport, South Wales.
Well, hey, David, I haven't heard you in a while. How have you been? And how are things over there? And what's your favorite piece of equipment that you have in your shack?
Yeah, WB9 CSP from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Hi there, Richard. Yeah, we couldn't connect up last week because our clocks went back and yours was still waiting to go back. So, we had a clash with an existing net, so I couldn't connect up there. We would have had a bit of a conflict, but we're back now because your clocks has gone back as well as ours. And, all good over here. Favorite piece of equipment? It's got to be my FTDX-10 on FHF. 6 meters and 4 meters. They did the software button mod for 70 megs. Here in the UK, which is a band that we can use. I don't think you've got that one over there in the US, but we haven't got 220 megs over here, and I know you definitely got 220 over there, Richard. And I've seen the 1KDAS has been offline. I wonder if there's a problem with it, or have you discontinued it completely? WB9CST from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima.
Yeah, we're doing some work on it, so that's what's going on with it right now. But we're also trying to get the experimental IRLP up on it, so that's the other thing that's going on with it. Before I change to the next station, how's the weather over there this evening?
Before you mentioned it, you jinxed it, Richard. It started raining here, but it is getting cold. It's the coldest night so far. You just double check the temperature. We're down to 46 degrees Foxtrot at the moment, 7.7 Charlie, and it's just started to rain. As I said, it's the coldest night so far this year, but we are heading towards winter, so we're going to expect it to get a little bit colder. Probably get down to something maybe around 42 tonight, because obviously as it's raining, we got cloud cover there, Richard. Anyway, back to you, my friend, WB9CSP from GWA-ZL.
Yeah, it's definitely good to hear you in the net today, David. And, yeah. I'll look forward to talking to you hopefully next time. Yeah, those clocks are confusing. So, with that, that was David, Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima, over across the pond. And that brings me to the bottom of my list. Anybody else, anywhere, wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now. This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
ADHFK, Leonard in Nez Heights, Michigan.
Hi, Leonard, how are you? Yeah, 10 meters is open, that's why you're hearing the bing bong and the clinks and all that. I got permission to link that the 6-2 repeater up on Echolink, so that's where all the bing bongs are coming from. But how are you? And, well, I guess we'll get a weather report from you since 10 meters is in here. And what's your favorite piece of equipment? Go ahead.
Here, Rich, and thanks for conducting a net here and making the frequency sing, as they say. It's too often silent. So, the weather here is a beautiful, pristine fall day. And really nice. Slightly cool air, but sunshine makes it really enjoyable outside. Still waiting for the rain, though. We need the rain. It's pretty dry. But as far as my equipment, well, you know, I have selected a number of pieces that all work together very well. And I have my original radio was the Heathkit 101, the HW101. It's sitting over here, and then alongside that is my 7300, ICOM 7300. And on top of that, I have the PrepCom. That is a CW translation machine It's just as small as it's about a little bit bigger than an iPhone, but of the larger iPhone, but it translates CW, prints it out, and it also sends it to it, whatever speed you choose. And then I have my 949E tuner. They call it antenna tuner, but that's a real nice piece of equipment. And then I have my VNA, Vector Network Analyzer, that has helped me build these antennas. And I have a loop antenna, 75-meter loop antenna on top with a 24-foot dipole. And, of course, I have the Comet that works on the 2 meters and 70 centimeters. And I could go on. I have some other things, too, but those are the heart of the shack. And to pick one of them, any one of them would be a minimal use without the others that have really complemented it and make it a functional, enjoyable station. That's about all I have there for you, Richard. I'll send it back to you, 88FK.
Yeah, I lost my microphone there for a minute. I had to find what I did with it because I set it down and I couldn't remember where I put it. But, yeah, I have it now. Oh, that's still not unmuted. No wonder nobody was coming through there. Yeah, other than that, thanks, Leonard. And that sounds like a cool piece of equipment. Yeah, anybody else wishing to check in? And here in a moment, I'll start the 7-3 round so we don't run out of time. But if we go over, it should be okay. So with that, anybody else wishing to check in, come now, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Oscar Alpha.
The India Oscar Alpha, give me the call again, I missed part of it, go ahead. Try again here in a moment. 10 meters must be going up and down. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa and the Everything Net. Got you that time. Since you're noisy, I'm guessing you're on 10, so let me grab you up quickly. Kilo Charlie 5, India Oscar Alpha. Good afternoon. I'm guessing you're somewhere down in Five Land like me. The name's Richard in Paris, Texas. And today's question is, what's your favorite piece of equipment? And what's the name and location there? Go ahead. Yeah. Hey, Jim. Well, we're practically neighbors then. I'm over here in Paris, Texas, and sure you know where that is because of MTC, but yeah, your radio sounds good. And I'm guessing, obviously, since you're on 10 meters, you're running a vertical, correct? Roger that, Jim. 10 meters is falling in and out. Must be the time of day, but thanks for stopping in. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central. There is EchoLink in All-Star, too, if you're able to get in that way as well. EchoLink number 9229. All the information to get in besides RF is on my QRZ page. So thanks for checking in from Louisiana. I'll make one more call here, and then we'll start the 7-3 round. But don't worry, we'll call for last minutes before we close it. So anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP and the Everything Net.
Alpha Institute, Alpha, Alpha Mike.
Alpha Mike 5, give it to me one more time, I missed it. Yeah, I might have to try you again one more time. 10 meters is changing, so give it to me a couple times. You're there, but you're starting to get noisy. Got it that time with the Alpha Alpha mic. Good afternoon. Welcome to the net. The name is Richard in Paris, Texas on EchoLink. And today's question is, what's your favorite piece of radio equipment that you have in your shack? Go ahead. Yeah, I think we lost him. 10 meters is going up and down, but that's to be expected. One more call, and then we'll start the 7-3 round. Anybody else? Oops. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now.
KD8NYD. KD8NYD.
Yeah, AD8MYB. Did I get that right? Good afternoon. How are you? The name's Richard. And what's your favorite piece of equipment? Go ahead.
Hi, Richard. This is Donald in Oak Park, Michigan. KD8NYD. KD8NYD. My favorite piece of equipment is my rubber ducky on my Bofang UV5R. Back to you.
Yeah, roger that. Well, that'd work. It always does something for you. Was somebody else trying to check in on 10 meters before the ID? Come now, WB9CSP.
Alpha Tango.
I got the Alpha Tango. What was the first half?
Alpha Tango.
All right, got you then. Good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather there? And what's your favorite piece of equipment in the shack? Go ahead.
Covington, Louisiana. And the weather here is overcast, about 82 degrees outside. And it looks like it may rain in a little while. Over.
Yeah, you're probably going to get some of the rain we had yesterday, or maybe from that hurricane if it makes up its mind.
Some of the outer bands
Yep, not a problem. Anything else for the net before I let you go?
Really, we're just checking in, seeing how the antenna's working here. We're on a dipole antenna. Let's see, I think we are, we're on a ZF6 BKW dipole antenna here on 10 meters. And we'll just turn it back to the net, and happy to see we're getting into the repeater this evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you sound great for a dipole. It's really working for you. And have a good rest of your evening down there in the neighboring state of Louisiana. With that, we're going to start the 7-3 rounds, but don't worry, I'll come back and get last-minute people. So let's see. WA2BSS. WA2BSS. Stu, if you're there, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Yeah, thank you for letting me in to the net, and it's just like the one that I checked into up here into the Wicker thing. Every Tuesday and Thursday we have a retirees net, and it's a nice group of people, and it's nice to know that there's another net, especially one on the KQ2A computer system. By the way, the other great piece of equipment that I had several years ago before this one was the Kenwood TS-440, which I loved. That I sold to someone else. Then I got the 480. That has been used, that has not been used, mainly because it was used for remoting many years ago. So, 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll catch up one more than likely next Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. 7-3.
WHBS, I'll be clear but monitoring. Yeah, Roger that, Stu. Thanks for checking in and sticking around. It's good to hear you, and thanks for checking in and being one of the first few contacts off that system since Alex let me connect up. Let's see, KK7MNK. James, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Well, I didn't hear him come back, so moving along. K9RPG, Ralph, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Yeah, still here? Oh, a question, Richard. That's a great 10-meter link you have. Does it operate on a specific frequency? If so, that'd be cool to know. Wanted to give a shout-out to Brandon there, living in the Hollow and getting started with the SAM radio. I share that. Might be a driver for him to go HF, because I can operate just fine 40 and 80 meters out of the Hollow with antennas no more than 12 feet off the ground, so there's hope. And Richard, my favorite song, country western song, is We Were All the Rage in Paris by the Derailers. So with that, with that trivia, 73 to all, it'll be clear.
Yep, roger that. Let me stop here, even though I'm just 3 in, and ask for any check-ins. That way I can get them before I close, because sometimes things have to disconnect. So anybody else wishing to check in here, come now, WB9CSP. All right. And I'll get through my 7-3 list, and then I'll come back around one more time before I close for any final check-ins. So let's see. K1FYD. Jack, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
It's WB9, Charlie, Sierra, Papa, this is K1FYD. Well, very interesting net, very wide variety of stations geographically. It's kind of interesting. I haven't, I've been working local the last few years, and it's kind of good to hear Texas and Louisiana and the English, Britain station, and it's kind of interesting that you think. There was a time when I worked all those when I was a kid, you know, but now I don't know, my horizons are kind of closer to home these days, but this has been fun. It's been interesting to hear about the different radio equipment. My, although it's not my favorite, probably my best radio I've ever had was my, I have an Icon 7300, and I heard a couple of people have those, and I really love it. It's not as much fun as the old National NCS5, you know, but it is one heck of a radio. So anyway, good to check into this net, Richard, and thank you for your hospitality. And I will look forward to next week if I'm around. And put my 73s to everyone on the net. This is K1FYD, clear from WP9, CSP, 7312.
Whiskey 4, Bravo Alpha Echo.
Whiskey 4, Bravo Alpha Echo, I believe it was. Let me grab you real quick while Tim is still good. Good afternoon. How are you? Welcome to the net. And today's question is, what is your favorite piece of equipment? Go ahead.
My screwdriver antenna.
Good job. I like that, too. I might have to see if I can get one of those. I've been meaning to. What brand antenna do you have for the screwdriver antenna?
I'm running the Yaesu APAS, and I have it paired with the Yaesu radio that controls it.
Ah, nice. I wrote that down. I'll look at that. Thanks for the info. And thanks for stopping in. Continuing down my 7-3 list, just to let everyone know, this net meets here every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. This is the Everything Net. I'll come back around for late check-ins at the end of the net. So, yeah, let's see. Dave, if you're still there, let me grab you, too. I think your thing might have disconnected. I'm not sure. Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima from WB9CSP. Well, I think Dave is gone, so let's see. Where was I? Brandon, go ahead at the 7-3 round, basically the goodbye round. In for Charlie Uniform Whiskey, WB9CSP.
Thank you very much, Richard. I appreciate being able to be involved. Thanks for the shout-out I got there. It's very educational. I'm learning a lot, and it's very... very much appreciated. With that, November 4, Charlie Uniform Whiskey will be clear.
Yeah, Roger that. Good to hear you, Brandon, and hope to hear you back next Saturday. Let's see, K-A-8-W-I-I. Dennis, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. I guess Dennis wasn't in and out. Let me mark him as that. Paul, if you're still floating around, I think you changed over to somewhere else. K-A-6-P-D-Y, W-B-9-C-S-P, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Oh, yep, I'm still here. I switched over to your conference to see what it was all about. Like, you got a lot of people, or a lot of connections on here. I switched over from Skygate. Yeah, it's pretty interesting hearing everybody all over the country. By the way, I'm in Sacramento, California. Yes, Baloney, California. But born and raised here, so, you know. Got to put up with the state and all its weird politics and all that stuff. So it's not as bad as everybody says. It's not as bad as the news says. So, you know. Anyway, but, yeah. So since you're talking about other nets on here, I'll have to put in a plug for the NorCal Skywarn Weather Net. We have it every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific. Everybody's invited, and you'll want to come in. It is Northern California weather, but we accept, you know, we like weather from everywhere, so chime in from wherever you are, Louisiana, New York, Wales. Wales would be awesome. On a side note, my great-grandfather's from Wales. I don't know exactly where in Wales, but he's from Wales. Yeah, just come on to the Skygate conference server. Or EchoLink node number 868981. That's 868981. Or if you're around an IRLP repeater, you can bring us up on node number 9252. So hope to hear you on the net. It's really interesting. You know, we like to hear weather from all over the country because, you know, weather isn't just in one place. Anyway, nice net, and back to you, and I'll try to remember to be on next Saturday. All right, thanks a lot, K-A-6-P-D-Y, back to you.
Yep, I'm trying to run through the list because I don't normally like going over too much if I don't have to. Let's see, John, W-8-T-O-Y, any closing comments from you? Go ahead, WB9-CFP. Well, I guess John's not there, so let's see, KF-8-UU, any closing comments from you? Go ahead. Well, I guess not either. Let's see. I'm not sure if he's still going to be there because I can't remember which side he came in on, but let's try. K2DVD. K2DVD. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFP.
So here, I just wish everyone mobile to get home safe tonight from your stations, and 73 to everyone from the Boogie Down Bronx. K2DVD, standing by. Back to you, Richard.
Yep, thank you for stopping in. Good to hear you, and hopefully we'll hear you again next weekend. Let's see, K7GND, Larry, go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're still there. Alright, I guess not. I already called for David. Let's try Leonard, AD8FK, go ahead at the 7-3 round. new Leonard. Let's see. I'll try Jim. I don't know how well Tim's going to work right now, so we'll give him a try. KC5IOA. KC5IOA. WB9CSP. Your turn at the 7-3 round. Your turn at the 7-3 round. Go ahead. I got most of that as noise, but I did hear you say back to you, I think, over. So thanks for stopping in, Jim. And hopefully if Tin works next weekend, you can try and check in then. Or if not, there's always Echolink. Echolink node number 9229. Thanks for stopping in. Let's see. KD8NYV. Hopefully I got that call right. WB9CSP. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Alright, last but not least on this list before I call for final check-ins is Whiskey4BravoAlphaEcho. W4BAE. Go ahead at the 7-3 round if you can still make it in. Alright, guess he was a one and done. Alright. So that brings me to the bottom. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in before I close the net? Anybody anywhere wishing to check in before I close the net? Come now. WB9CSP.
KC1VLK, Kevin in Maine.
Yeah, I think I got that, the last part of your call right, Kevin. KC1DLK, did I get that right?
Oh, it's KC1DLK. And we'll locate up here in Westbrook, Maine. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Today's question is, what's your favorite piece of equipment in your shack? And how's the weather up in Maine?
My favorite piece of equipment is I have like a Yaesu. I got a Yaesu up here. And my favorite, the weather up here in Maine, it's real windy, about 15 miles per hour. We're about 48 degrees. We've been up in the 70s and 60s all week, and now we're going to back to every reality check up here in Maine. We're going to start dropping. The old temperature's going to start taking a nosedive, for sure. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, thanks for stopping in, Kevin. It's good to hear you, and hope you can stop back in next Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. One more call. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in? Come now, WB9CFT. Yeah, Victor X-ray, give it to me twice. I missed the first half.
Yes, Victor X-ray, Kilo 2, Juliet Victor X-ray.
All right, hopefully I got it right that time. Kilo 2, Victor Juliet X-ray. Sorry if I botched the call. Good evening. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas, and today's question is, what is your favorite piece of equipment in your shack? And since I haven't gotten a weather report from up that way, how's the weather up in your area?
Call sign is Kilo 2, Juliet Victor X-ray. Kilo 2.
I fixed it. I had it backwards. Kilo 2, Juliet, Victor X-ray. Yeah, go ahead. I don't know what happened to you. Your audio just kind of fell apart and then you disappeared. So go ahead and try again there if you're still there. K2JVX WB9CST.
I'm in Bakersfield, New York, and in here is Lloyd. I'm calling in on the 2-meter side of the repeater in Ellenville, KQ2H, and the weather here is a little chilly, but nonetheless a fine day. Dry, we need rain. Dry, we need rain. And I guess my favorite piece of equipment is I just got this CSN Technologies SAT device that it configures the Doppler for satellite passes for the ICOM IC9700, and it's a very cool piece of hardware and not very expensive. Back to you.
Yeah, roger that, Leonard. Man, I wish 10 meters would fall out a little faster when people think they want to do that and they want to be funny. Anyway, I'll make one more call here, and then if I don't get anybody, I'll go ahead and close up. So, last call. Anybody, anywhere, any mode, anyhow, wishing to check in. City Everything Net. Last call, WB9CSP.
Echo, Zero, Victor, Bravo, Sierra, Mobile, in the Twin Cities, Minnesota.
Yeah, the mobile, give it to me again. You broke up when you were giving me your call, and I think I got Victor, Sierra.
Kilo, Echo, Zero, Victor, Bravo, Sierra.
Okay, there we go. I got it that time. Good afternoon. How are you? And I think I'll make you the final check-in, too. How's the weather, and what's your favorite piece of equipment in your shack? Go ahead.
Oh, say that again. What's the favorite what?
The favorite piece of equipment in your shack.
Oh, yes. Well, the weather here is a little rainy. Not rainy, but we got a little bit of raindrops on the windshield. It's overcast and cool, 52 degrees. You know, my favorite thing in the shack is, like, I guess, well, you know, my most expensive thing is the FP991A radio. I've had it for a couple years, but I'm really having a lot of fun with it. I've got a G5RV antenna for the HF work, and then it can be 2 meters and 70 centimeters. And I love to sit down with that thing and turn on the lights and scan through the channels and hear the crackle of the radio and try to listen and talk to people. So that chunk of a piece of radio is fun for me. Over.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Tyler, and yeah, sounds like you're going to have some fun. And, yeah, good to make your acquaintance. I think you've checked in here before, but it's been a while. I'd have to go back and look. But with that, I'm going to close it down with 19 check-ins. 19 check-ins. I'd like to thank all the repeater owners who let me use their systems and the few simplex users I have as well. and everybody who checked in. Without the check-ins, there wouldn't be a net. With that, you can find more information about this net at my website, Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa, WB9CSP, Weebly, Whiskey Echo Echo Bravo Luna Yankee .com, or my QRZ page. I'm good on there as well. With that, I will return everything to normal amateur use, and give me a minute to disconnect everything.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, partly sunny, 49 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 48 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 48 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 47 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 48 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees.